From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. warns Russia not to sabotage Ukraine elections later this month. The Human Rights Warning of Crimes Against Humanity by Boko Haram. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if Russia interferes in Ukraine's May 25th presidential election, the United States will impose more sanctions that will have a bigger bite on the Russian economy. Meeting in Washington with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton Tuesday, Secretary Kerry said the U.S. is not going to sit idly by while Russia fans the flames of instability. Catherine Ashton called the upcoming presidential election a really important step towards stabilization. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the legitimacy of the election is in doubt because of Ukrainian military action in the east against pro-Russian separatists. Residents of a northern Nigerian village say Boko Haram Islamist militants have kidnapped 8 more girls. The residents of Warabi say gunmen stormed their village Sunday and kidnapped the girls. They say the men also stole food and livestock. Boko Haram claimed responsibility for grabbing more than 300 schoolgirls last month from the town of Chibok. Some managed to escape, but 276 are still missing. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, telling him the U.S. is sending police and hostage negotiation experts to Nigeria. The Office of the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights warns the reported intention by Boko Haram to sell the abducted girls into slavery could constitute a crime against humanity. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville warns the members of this militant Islamic group they will pay a price for their crimes. He says there is an absolute prohibition against slavery and sexual slavery in international law.
Slavery, sexual slavery under international law can be considered crimes against humanity. That means anyone responsible can be arrested and charged and prosecuted and jailed at any time in the future.
The Nigerian government has been widely criticized for not doing enough to find and free these girls. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese state media say 6 people were wounded Tuesday in a knife attack at a train station in a southern city, the latest in a series of such attacks. The People's Daily says 4 knife-wielding men dressed in all white attacked passengers who had just gotten off a train in Guangzhou railway station. Police fired at the men, killing one and capturing another. The other two escaped, though some state media report one was later caught. Officials have not commented on a motive. Saudi Arabia says it dismantled an al-Qaeda-linked militant group that was plotting attacks against government and foreign targets. Interior Ministry officials say they arrested 62 suspected members of the cell, including 59 Saudis and 3 foreigners. They say some members of the group are still at large. An Egyptian court banned leaders of ousted President Hosni Mubarak's party from taking part in future elections. The move comes just a day after presidential frontrunner Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the Muslim Brotherhood will not exist if he wins. VOA's Elizabeth Arad has more.
Under the ruling, officials of the National Democratic Party would be barred from running in presidential, local, or parliamentary elections set for later this year. The Egyptian Court of Urgent Matters left unclear how many former NDP members would be affected. None are running in this month's presidential vote, a 2-man race that former Defense Minister Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is expected to win. The NDP was dissolved after Mubarak's ouster, but its former members nonetheless remain part of a political elite and retain considerable economic clout. The constitution adopted earlier this year did not prove any barrier to their taking part in elections. The main challenge to a Sisi presidency is the Muslim Brotherhood, the movement behind ex-President Mohamed Morsi, who Sisi helped oust last year. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
A new U.S. report identifies a reason for the country's hotter temperatures, rising sea levels, an increase in droughts, floods, and other extreme weather: climate change. The 2014 National Climate Assessment says the impacts of climate change are expected to become increasingly disruptive across the nation throughout this century and beyond. The federal study reports multiple lines of evidence confirm that human activities are the primary cause of the global warming over the past 50 years. The Obama administration is using the report to call for urgent action on climate change, an issue which is stalled in Congress. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the internet at voanews.com.